Reardon reverts to type and resumes his old job as a hospital clerk. All this is observed by the Reardon's interesting young friend, Jasper Milvane, an up-and-coming journalist who believes fervently in the virtues of the market. Milvane has his eye on Marion Yule, Amy's cousin, the daughter of a broken-down old stager on whose behalf she drudges each day in the reading room of the British Museum, a fondness that intensifies when she receives a bequest from her wealthy uncle. Despite an even larger legacy from the same source, Reardon and his wife remain unreconciled. Finally, the firm from whom Marion's money was to have been paid having gone bankrupt, Milvane throws her over at about the same time that Reardon, summoned to Brighton by Amy to visit their dying child, perishes himself of pneumonia. Milvane marries the widow. For all its occasional humour, in particular the courtship of Milvane's sister Dora by an engaging literary scamp named Whelpdale, there is no getting away from New Grub Street's almost unremitting pessimism. Like nearly everything Gissing wrote, even as far back as his first novel, Workers in the Dawn, 1880, it is a novel about money, or rather, the emotional consequences of money's absence, and the epigrammatic bitterness with which Gissing invests his character.